The two men behind the beating of Giants fan Brian Stowe pleaded guilty in a Los Angeles County courtroom today. Stowe was attacked in the Dodger Stadium parking lot in 2011 and was left disabled and brain damaged. Anna Sterling brings us the story.
Cretins, misfits, society's biggest nightmare. These were just some of the words family members and federal judge George Lamelli called Luis Sanchez and Marvin Norwood in court today. The two men pleaded guilty and showed a lack of emotion as they were sentenced. Judge Lamelli said he rarely comments on cases, but that this one screamed for it. He said the vicious attack in which the two men continued to beat an incapacitated Stowe proves that the attackers were cowards. Throughout his comments, Lamelli scolded Sanchez, the main aggressor behind the attack, for his apparent lack of remorse and what looked like smirking. 31-year-old Sanchez pleaded guilty to one count of mayhem. He was sentenced to 8 years in state prison. Norwood pleaded guilty to one count of assault. He was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. Michelle Hannessy, the prosecuting lawyer in the case, spoke outside the courtroom. She said the sentencing may provide at least one good thing for LA fans.
You know the problem we have, especially in the city and county of Los Angeles, with fan violence, but I think that if anything good has come out of this case, it's brought public attention to the problem of fan violence at our stadiums, and hopefully people are becoming more aware of it and the stadiums are becoming more aggressive in the way they handle it.
Victim Brian Stowe's family gripped each other's arms as the judge read out the sentencing and gave emotional testimonies. Stowe's sister, Erin Collins, looked the men in the eyes, hoping to see some remorse. She asked, quote, "How can we even begin to consider forgiveness when you aren't even asking for it?" Another sister, Bonnie, said no sentence will ever be long enough for her brother's attackers. They will be released someday, but as she said, quote, "Brian's sentence is a lifetime." Stowe's injuries caused severe brain damage. He relies on the care of his family to perform basic functions like showering, dressing, and feeding himself. According to the prosecutor, his condition is not improving. In addition to the criminal case, Dodgers former owner Frank McCourt will face a civil suit for security negligence. Anna Sterling, Annenberg Radio News.